The IDS presents the Abbott and Costello program with the music of Freddie Rich and his orchestra, the songs of Connie Haynes, and tonight's guest, Herbert Marshall, and starring Brad Oxnam as Bud Abbott and John Malden as Lou Costello.
Costello, stop yelling. Where have you been? I gave you $10 to buy a turkey and hurry right back.
I did, Abbott. I bought the turkey. I rushed right back here in a taxi cab. I wish I had brought the cab into the studio with me.
Why?
I left the turkey in it.
Costello, you left our bird in the cab? That's awful.
Yeah, the poor thing won't be able to pay his fare.
I'm not worrying about the turkey. What about us? Do you realize you spent the last cent we had?
Haven't we got any money left in our bank account?
No, I called the bank and it's overdrawn.
Call another bank. They can't all be overdrawn.
Oh, I don't know why I put up with you. This is a fine Thanksgiving day. No money, no turkey, no place to eat. But what do you care? You're big and fat.
I ain't big and fat, Abbott. I only weigh 90 pounds.
How can you say you only weigh 90 pounds? Why, you're 52 inches around the waist.
Yeah, but I'm hollow.
Now, what are we going to do? Where are we going to have our Thanksgiving dinner? Wait a minute. I've got an idea. We'll go to my Uncle Hugo's.
No, thanks. This year, I'd like to eat with a knife and a fork.
Why do you make fun of my relatives and their manners? After all, there were 12 people at the table and 13 pieces of turkey. Everybody was nice enough to offer you the extra piece.
Yeah, but when I reached for it, the lights went out. When they came on again, I had 12 forks stuck in the top of my hand.
Listen, my relatives are still talking about the way you sneered at your portion of turkey last year.
I don't care what they say. I still claim the part they gave me was not the nose.
Well, if we're not going to eat at Uncle Hugo's, where are we going to eat? We'll have to get somebody to invite us to dinner.
Ooh, that's a good idea. How about Connie Haynes? She goes for me. I'll ask her.
Oh, Connie! I'm in a hurry, Mr. Costello. My boyfriend's taking me out to dinner.
Well, Abbott, where else would you like to eat?
Wait a minute. Don't give up that easily. There are other people on our show. What about Freddie Rich, our new orchestra leader?
Sure. He would be a pushover. Oh, Freddie. Mr. Rich. Yes, Lou? Freddie, we just can't begin to tell you how happy we are to have you on this program. Well, gee... Thanks, fellas. I wish I could do something for you. We were thinking of a turkey dinner. Great! What time shall I be there? Well, Abbott, where else would you like to eat?
Listen, Costello, this is getting serious. Somebody on this program must have the Thanksgiving spirit. Say, here's Ken Niles. Now, if you don't insult him like you do every week, maybe we can have dinner at his house.
Leave it to me, Abbott! Hiya, Ken, old boy. I'm sure glad to see you.
Why, Lou, the pleasure's all mine.
But I say the pleasure's all mine.
Oh, no, the pleasure's all mine.
And I said the pleasure's all mine.
Costello, let Niles have his way.
Why should he have all the pleasure?
Quiet!
Oh, how can I be nice to a guy I don't even like?
I said keep quiet!
But I'm talking to myself!
Well, don't talk so loud.
Well, I gotta hear what I gotta say.
You have to play up to him. Say, Ken, old pal, how is that lovely wife of yours?
Yes, how is that lovely wife of yours? I was so sorry to hear her cat was stolen.
You heard her cat was stolen?
Yeah, somebody told me that she had her puss lifted.
There you go, picking on my wife again. I'll admit she had a few lines in her face.
Lines? Rommel should have had them for trenches.
Incidentally, Ken, we sort of thought, well, that you might invite us to your house for dinner tonight.
Oh, well, I don't know what my wife's plans are. She's stopping by to pick me up and... Ooh, that's probably her now. Come in. Ah, there you are, my little pumpkin.
Hello, my little plum.
I missed you, my little pomegranate.
And I missed you, my little apple.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you two open a fruit stand?
Costello, the dinner! Turn on the charm! My gracious, Mrs. Niles, don't you look lovely and beautiful tonight?
Yeah, Mrs. Niles, I've never seen you looking so young.
That's right, you don't look a day over 42.
Well, I'll settle for that.
Settle for it. She snapped at it.
He said you look very snappy, didn't you, Costello?
That's right. Honest, Miss Niles, if you weren't married to Ken, I would throw my little self right at your feet.
Your little self?
I'd look little alongside those feet.
Kenneth! Did you hear what that worm said to me?
Oh, he didn't mean it, Honey Bunch. Why, just a few minutes ago they were talking about coming over to our house for dinner.
Oh, so that's it. Well, he'll never eat any turkey in my house.
Okay, you Pegasus.
Pegasus was an immortal steed.
Well, you're an eternal nag.
Come, Kenneth. Goodbye.
Well, Abbott, where else would you like to eat?
Well, now you did it again. There's only one person left, a sound man.
Oh, yeah. Botsford Twink. I'll take care of him. Oh, Botsford. Botsford Twink. How would you like to do a lot of sound effects on the program tonight?
Oh, I'd love to, Mr. Costello. I'd love to give you my sound effects impression of the sailing of the pilgrims. You know, I'm just mad about the sea. I study the sea. The sea talks to me. I talk to the sea.
Do you know any waves?
No, but I know a couple of whacks. Well, the pilgrims sailed from England in a ship called a galleon. It was the only galleon they had.
Boy, are we lucky.
What do you mean?
They only had one galleon, and we're getting four.
Costello, let Botsford tell his story.
Well, here we are in 1620. Early one morning, the Mayflower pulled out of its slip.
Tight slip. Well, that's that, Botsford. You've had your sound effect. Now, how about taking us home for a turkey dinner?
Why, I'd love to. All I have to do is call my wife. Just a minute.
Oh, boy, Abbott. We finally made it.
Hello, dear. I have a great surprise for you. I'm bringing my bosses, Mr. Abbott and Mr. Costello, home for dinner tonight. What? Yes, dear. Goodbye. Well, boys, where else would you like to eat?
Get him out of here! Hey, look, Abbott. We've been walking for miles and miles out in the country here, and this gun is getting heavy.
Quiet. We're gonna shoot our Thanksgiving dinner the way the pilgrims did. We've gotta get ourselves a wild turkey.
Let's get a tame one and irritate it.
Costello, stop pointing that gun at me. It might go off.
Well, that's okay. I got more bullets.
Will you put that gun down before something happens?
Stop worrying. The bullet can't come out. I got my finger over the hole.
Well, be on the lookout. There are all sorts of wildlife out here. If we see anything that looks good to eat, you shoot it.
Well, maybe I can shoot a pheasant.
Oh, pheasants are out of season.
I'll shoot it and season it myself.
Wait a second. There's something moving in that pasture over there. Get your gun ready. I'm hungry enough to eat a horse. No! No, Costello!
But you said you were hungry for a horse!
But that's just an old expression!
Well, that was an old horse! It's a good thing I missed him.
Costello, isn't that a duck over there?
Yeah, I'll get him.
Well?
Could you go for some gopher?
I told you to shoot that duck! Give me that gun!
No, 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 I'll get him for you! The goat is very nice today.
Will you quit talking nonsense? You didn't hit anything. What I wouldn't give for some turkey. Say, look across the road in that farmyard. There must be 500 turkeys in that coop. Quick, climb over the fence and grab a turkey. Pick out a Tom.
How do you like that? Out of 500 turkeys, I gotta pick one out named Tom.
Go ahead, Costello. Grab that big one.
Girls, girls!
Oh, he sounds like Hitler.
Come on, you got him on the run.
This time next year, we'll have him stuffed.
Look out, Costello. Be careful he doesn't bite you.
Oh, that happened to me before.
You mean you've been bitten by a turkey in a coop?
No, but I've been slapped by a chicken in a sedan.
Can't you get that turkey with less noise?
Say there, who's that in my coop?
If you think we're gonna say nobody but us turkeys, you're crazy.
Wait a minute, Costello. Look who it is. Herbert Marshall.
All right, you two, now, you two, would you mind telling me what you're doing prowling around my turkey coop?
Now, wait a minute, we're not prowlers.
No, we're Abbott and Costello. You probably heard our radio program.
I never miss it.
You don't?
No, I don't hear it, and I don't miss it.
Well, it's been nice seeing you, Mr. Marshall.
Not so fast, Costello. One of my best turkeys is missing. What's that under your shirt?
My chest?
Your chest. It's the first chest I've seen with feathers on it. Can I help it if I'm pigeon-breasted?
Costello, go ahead and prove to Mr. Marshall that you haven't got a turkey under your coat. Raise your right hand and swear.
I'll raise my left hand. Why won't you raise your right hand? If I do, I'll drop the turkey. Just as I thought. You did steal my turkey.
Costello, you might as well confess. Tell him why you stole it.
Okay, Abbott. It all happened like this, Herbert. Oh, by the way, I wish you wouldn't call me Herbert. My friends call me Bart.
Bart?
Yes, that's the contraction of Herbert, when the E is more pronounced like an R. The E is pronounced like an R? Well, just call me Costello.
Go ahead, Costello. Tell him about the turkey.
Oh, yeah. Well, you see, Bart, nobody would invite us to Thanksgiving dinner, so I was going to take one of your turkeys and cook it. I suppose the devil prompted you to steal the turkey. Yeah, but cooking it was my own idea.
Honestly, Bart, Costello was going to pay you for the turkey later. Isn't that right, Costello?
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, when my uncle dies, I'll be financially independent.
What's he leaving you in his will?
A pound of butter, a can of coffee, and a B card.
And another thing, Bart, we didn't know this was your place.
Oh, I'm only here for the day. You see, besides this farmhouse, I have a colonial house in Beverly Hills, a beach house in Malibu, a ranch house in the valley. Well, where do you stay? In a furnished room in Glendale. As a matter of fact, I'm worried about my own Thanksgiving dinner. I have some important guests coming, and my cook and butler just left. They took a job at Lockheed.
Really?
Yes, unfortunately. My application has been delayed.
Don't you worry about dinner, Bart. Abbott and I will cook and serve the food if you'll let us eat here.
Well, all right, boys. But if the dining room is crowded, you'll have to eat out of doors.
Eat out of doors? For goodness sakes, ain't you got any plates?
Of course he's got plates. This is going to be a high-class party.
Yes, it's going to be rather formal. Everyone will dress.
I hope so.
Bart means the men will wear tails.
Well, who's coming, Mickey Mouse?
Keep quiet. Bart, suppose you tell us exactly what you want us to do.
Well, when the dinner is served, I will sit at the head of the table. One guest of honor will sit on my left hand, and the other will sit on my right hand.
Well, how are you going to eat? With your feet?
Will you please listen?
Now, Bud, we'll serve the first course, and Costello, you will serve the turkey and dessert.
Who serves the nuts?
We'll have to serve ourselves, what a fresh guy.
Never mind, Bud, I'd better do the serving and Costello can handle the cooking. He makes the most wonderful stuffing for turkey.
Really? What do you put into it?
Well, first I got to get a dozen scallions, then 8 onions, then a lot of garlic. And after I add more onions, more garlic. And more onions, and more garlic, and more onions.
Costello, just a minute.
And more onions, and more garlic, and more onions.
Costello, when do we eat it?
Eat it? You can't even get near it. Patty cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can. Roll it and twist it. Don't dilly-dally. And when it's all done, throw it out in the alley.
Costello, cut out the nonsense and get busy. We've got to get this dinner cooked for Mr. Marshall's guests, or we don't get anything to eat. Wait a minute. What's the idea of rubbing that lard all over your face?
It says in the cookbook, before you cook anything, be sure to grease your pan.
You dummy. I thought you said you were an experienced cook.
I am, Abbott. Me and my brother used to fry pancakes in the front window of a big restaurant. My brother would take the pancake turner and throw the pancakes way up in the air.
What did you do?
I scraped them off the ceiling.
Never mind that. Hurry up and get those biscuits in the oven.
Well, boys. What's this? Isn't the dinner cooked yet? Costello, what's the delay?
Well, I had to change my clothes.
Well, that shouldn't have taken so long. Couldn't you find the butler's pantry?
Yeah, but I couldn't find his coatry and vestry.
We really have been busy, Mr. Marshall. I just finished polishing off the silverware.
Just a minute. Where's that big bowl of punch that I made?
Oh, we polished that off, too.
Whoa, good heavens, man. You mean there's none left for my guests? There was a special recipe. My Leon Henderson punch.
Leon Henderson punch? What's that?
One drink, and you'll hit the ceiling. There's the doorbell. I'll go and answer it. And in the meantime, if you don't get that dinner cooked, you'll have to go hungry.
Did you hear what he said, Costello?
Well, what are you picking on me? Why don't you do something? I'm cooking the turkey, ain't I?
He wants other things besides turkey. I have to pound his chop.
I'd like to take a poke at him myself.
The boy just came with the flowers. Look at them. Oh, they're very beautiful. What could be nicer than flowers on the table?
Meat and potatoes. Listen, Bart, how soon are we going to eat?
I told you,
as soon as the dinner's cooked. Let's see how you're getting along. Is this the soup here, or is it gravy?
Well, what does it taste like?
It tastes like dishwater.
Then that's the gravy. The soup tastes like kerosene.
If this is a sample of your cooking, I'd better check up on the rest of it.
Try these biscuits. Costello made them.
Hand me one of them, thanks.
You dropped some crumbs.
Did you call these biscuits?
Yes, sir. Would you like to sink your teeth into another one?
No, I'd like to get my teeth out of this one. For goodness sakes, I've never seen so much trouble over one dinner. What happened to the turkey?
Well, that turkey's very tough turkey.
Tough?
Yeah, every time I tried to put him in the oven, he blew the gas out.
Stop it, Costello. But why don't you take a look at the turkey? It's right here in the oven.
All right. Now stick this knife in the turkey. If the knife comes out clean, the bird is done.
We did that already, and the knife came out real clean.
It did. Yeah, so we stuck all the dirty knives in, too. Costello, did you hear the doorbell?
No.
Well, I heard it. Well, you answer it.
Costello, answer the door or we won't get anything to eat.
Okay, Abbott, I'll do anything for one slice of turkey. How do you like that? 7:30. Nothing to eat yet. What do they think I am? Cuckoo, cuckoo.
You said it, brother.
Okay, okay, I'm coming.
What kept you, young men? Kindly tell Mr. Marshall his guests are here. I am George Klinker. I have been sitting on the bench for 20 years.
How does it feel to be standing up?
Well, welcome, everybody. How are you, Judge? And you too, Mrs. Klinker?
I'm fine, Bart, but I've been standing here holding my wraps, and your butler hasn't even looked at me.
You don't appeal to me.
Costello, help the lady off with her fur.
Okay, hey, babe, toss me that skunk.
How dare you!
Yes, Costello, you've got a lot of nerve calling that fur a skunk.
Well, she's got a lot of nerve calling that skunk a fur.
Costello, do as you're told. Hang the fur up.
Oof, you clumsy oof! You stepped on my toe! Why don't you put your foot where it belongs?
Don't tempt me. Costello, you are talking to Judge Klinker.
Yes, and I must say this is the most contemptible thing I have ever heard in all my years at the bar.
A little less time at the bar and you wouldn't be so contemptible.
That'll do. Captain Judge, Miss Klinker, let's sit down at the table.
That's a good idea. I'm awfully hungry.
Very well. Take my arm. She ain't that hungry.
Mr. Marshall, how soon do Costello and I eat?
Just as soon as we serve the turkey. But first, let us have the soup.
Okay, everybody, here's your soup. Hey, whoa, wait. Mm. Wait until I put it on the table, will you?
Well, that soup doesn't look bad. Did you make it, Mr. Costello?
Well, I had a hand in it.
The soup! The soup!
What's the matter, Judge Klinker?
The soup, it burnt me! It burnt all the way down! Some soda! Give me some soda!
Okay, well, where's your coupon?
The coupon for baking soda?
Yeah, gas rationing.
Look, let's just get this over with. Kindly serve the turkey. You can sit down and eat and then leave here.
Oh, boy, that's what I've been waiting for all day. That turkey.
All right, Costello, step aside. Here's the turkey.
Okay, Abbott, let's sit down.
Wait a minute, Costello. Bud is all right, but you're not dressed properly. Take off that apron.
All right, I'll hang it up.
Well, come, everybody, let's eat.
Oh, what a splendid dinner.
I've never eaten so much in all my life.
I am simply stuffed. How about you, Abbott?
Me too. What a meal. Costello, what did you think of the turkey?
What turkey? I stopped to hang up my apron.
We're a little late, folks, so Brad and I want to wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving and a very pleasant good night.
Be sure to tune in next week at this same time for more music by Freddie Rich and the Orchestra, more songs by Connie Haynes, and more comedy from Abbott and Costello, with their special guest, Miss Billy Burke. And remember, we're wishing you all a very pleasant good night from the interwebs. This is the IDS, the Inexplicable Dumb Show.
Would you like to be a pal of the Inexplicable Dumb Show? Why don't you head on over to www.inexplicabledumbshow.com and look for the Hosting Donations Accepted button. Press that and make a donation and help the Dumb Show cover its web hosting fees. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Thank you for your support.
COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your face, including mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay at home and away from other sick people except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
Pop Alternative Media.